This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran today denied allegations it was responsible for this week's crash of a Ukrainian airliner. Shortly it took off from Tehran with a loss of 176 lives. It is widely believed in the West the aircraft was brought down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. The head of the country's aviation department, Ali Abadadze, called on the United States and Canada to make public what evidence they claim to have, but insisted the ill-fated plane had not been hit by a missile. 63 of the victims were Canadian citizens. The head of Iran's crash investigation team said recovering data from the 737's black box flight recorders could take more than a month. In the meantime, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says it's been invited to take part in the investigation along with Ukraine and Boeing. At a political rally last night, U.S. President Donald Trump again celebrated the killing of Iran's Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani and mocked Democrats for wanting advance notice of military operations. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Trump boasted of having taken bold and decisive action to save American lives. On why no advance notice to Congress on the Soleimani operation, he said he didn't have time and took rhetorical aim at Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck.
The president's comments came after the Democratic-controlled House approved a resolution asserting he must seek approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. In Thailand, police are trying to track down a masked robber who shot and killed three people, including a toddler, in a holdup at a gold shop in Lopburi, north of Bangkok. Police say the gunman killed a security guard, a female shop assistant, and a two-year-old boy who was walking with his mother. From Washington, this is VOA News. As we mentioned a moment ago, the House has passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take further military action against Iran. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate is expected to vote on a similar war powers resolution next week. Massive new evacuations have been ordered in bushfire-ravaged Australia as flames continue to have their way in vast areas of the country south and east. Here's Reuters correspondent Libby Hogan.
The mood is tense. Erratic winds are forecast across the east coast, threatening to intensify the flames. In South Australia, residents of Kangaroo Island heeded the warning and many camped close to the water overnight. A third of the island has been swallowed up by fire.
Pretty a bit stressed, but we think the safest place is to be near the sea, so that if you have to go in the water, you can. And we've got plenty of, you know, open space here. We're just hoping maybe the wind might change a bit enough or drop out.
Australia's wildfires have dwarfed other recent catastrophic fires around the world. Combining 2019's fires in California, Brazil, and Indonesia still amounts to less than half the burned area in Australia.
That was Libby Hogan of Reuters. Boeing documents just released show that employees there had a negative view of the 737 MAX jetliner design and that Boeing tried to keep that from federal regulators. Preparations are underway in Taiwan for tomorrow's presidential and legislative elections. Incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen is favored to win a second four-year term. She is Taiwan's first female chief executive. President Trump has sent a happy birthday message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who is believed to have turned 36 yesterday. It is the first recent reported contact between the two leaders amid stalled nuclear talks. Trump and Kim have exchanged personal letters during nearly 2 years of diplomacy, but Pyongyang appears to have made no real moves toward disarming, and U.S.-orchestrated economic sanctions against North Korea remain firmly in place. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.